Now, songs, new ones and old ones, are certainly an important part of our celebration of Christmas. We hear them here and there. Almost everywhere we go at Christmas time, those songs are playing, aren't they? And those great old Christmas songs, the ones that we remember from our childhood, seem to stir those memories and to make the message of the season even more real to us, don't they? Somehow the songs of Christmas always remain in our minds and in our hearts. And when the season rolls around again, they help us celebrate by calling up fond memories of Christmas's past, and they bring back the message of the present season. Jesus the Christ is born. Now, within Luke's telling of the Christmas story, there are four great songs. Did you know that? Four of them, right there in your text. The first, and perhaps the best known to us, is the song sung by the angels that first Christmas night as they watched their sheep on the dark hills outside of Bethlehem. It is called the Gloria in Excelsis Deo. You find it in Luke chapter 2, verse 14, and we sang it over and over again in the first praise set this morning, and it is one of our favorite Christmas tunes. We sing it constantly. Perhaps the least known of all of the Christmas songs is the Song of Simeon. It is called the Nunc Dimittis. You will find it in Luke chapter 2, verses 29 to 32. And we'll discuss it more fully after Christmas. And then there is Mary's song. It is called the Magnificat. It is found in Luke chapter 1, verses 46 to 35. After Mary heard the news from the angel Gabriel that she would bear God's son, she broke into a song which praises God for choosing her, even though she had no status among men, to be the mother of the Messiah. And the fourth song, the song which was just set before you today, is the Song of Zechariah. It is called the Benedictus, and it is found in Luke chapter 1, verses 67 to 79. You remember the circumstances. Zechariah was an old man. Some of you can identify. And he was married to Elizabeth, who was just as old as was he. And they were well past the years for having children, and they had none. They were barren. Everyone assumed that God was displeased with them, that they were cursed by God, because that's the way people looked at those kinds of things back then. Zechariah was a priest, and it happened that when he was on duty in the temple, in the holy place, burning all incense on the altar before God, the angel Gabriel came to him. Gabriel told the old man that he would have a baby, that he and Elizabeth would name the baby John, and that he would go before the Lord to prepare the way for God's Messiah. But the old man did not believe that what the angel said was possible. He demanded that that angel give him a sign that would prove the angel's words. Now, as I told you when I preached on this text a couple weeks ago, his demand for a sign ticked Gabriel off, which ain't good. So Gabriel gave the old man a sign, the sign he so wanted. What he so badly desired and demanded of the angel, he got. So the old man, Zechariah, was struck dumb. He was rendered unable to speak from that moment until the day about which the passage of Scripture read in your hearing today speaks. It was 8 days after the birth of the baby. The family had gathered for his naming and his circumcision. And when it came time to name the baby, everyone assumed that he would be named after his father, that they would just call him Junior. But Elizabeth insisted that they name the baby John. And everyone looked aghast. Who was John? Now, you know what they were thinking, as well as I do. Okay? I mean, why would Elizabeth choose to name her baby John when there was nobody in their family who ever had that name before? So they turned to Zechariah. Now, there's this interesting thing goes on in the text because they make signs to him. Did you ever notice how when people can't speak, you automatically assume they're deaf too? They make signs to him about it. And he took a tablet and he wrote down on it with absolute certainty, the baby will be called John. Zechariah agreed with Elizabeth. The baby would be named John, just as the angel Gabriel had instructed. And it was at that very moment, it was at the very moment when Zechariah accepted the plan of God, when he came into agreement with the words spoken by the angel, that his tongue was set free, his ability to speak returned. Now you get the point. It happened just as the angel said it would happen. Zechariah and Elizabeth were blessed with a son. It was impossible, yet it happened by the grace of God, just as the angel had said. Even the sign that the old man so desperately wanted was exactly as the angel had said. For Zechariah could not speak until the baby was born and named according to the instructions sent from God. And when the old priest was at last able to speak, when he discovered that his ability to speak had returned, he broke out into a song of praise. Now, there are literally two verses, two parts to his song. First, he praised God for God's faithfulness to the Jews. You see, hundreds of years before any of this happened, God had promised Israel that he would send them a Messiah, an anointed one, who would bring them back to God. We know that this Messiah was Jesus. And even though he was as yet unborn, he was now on his way. John, the baby that was born to old Zechariah and Elizabeth, was to be the one who would go before the Messiah, calling Israel to prepare for him. In these events, God was fulfilling his promise to his people Israel. The Messiah's coming was at hand. The old priest praised God because God was faithful to his people. God was faithful to his people. And second, the old priest praised God because he knew that the Messiah would open the door of salvation to all people everywhere. Not only was God fulfilling his old promise to his own people, now he was sending a light to the nations, Jesus Christ, who would bring all of God's children, Jew and Gentile alike, home. Today, on this fourth Sunday in the season of Advent, we join to sing Zechariah's song of praise to the Father. For like the old man, we know the truth. God, our Father, is forever faithful. And His light shines to all the nations today, calling all of His children, even me and you,